This audio poem is a production of poetryfoundation.org.
This is a poem about going to a party with an old, rich friend and seeing the kind of natural beauty wealth can buy you and thinking about how envy can underlie that relationship. Even with a good friend, you can be envious of them. The poem is called Grand Expensive Vista. As we sipped and mingled, regaled with old-fangled canapes, and beguiled, or entertained at least, by garbled oldies, I disengaged and angled across grass tenderly groomed, past where electric tiki torches gleamed, and alone gazed, now truly beguiled, at my host's grand, expensive vista, mortgaged, yes, and yes, remortgaged. A low gold moon glowed against a plush black sky, gauzed, even filigreed with stars. Gowned in old growth oaks glazed with moonlight over their autumn gilt, the hills glowed in concord with the gold moon. Gowned in old growth oaks glazed with moonlight over their autumn gilt, the hills glowed in concord with the golden moon. I lingered, glad, discomfited, and glad at what my friend's greed for beauty afforded me. I argued self against self what they'd gained and lost, and me with them entangled as friendship entangles. I nearly groaned aloud from want before my friend grabbed my elbow. Gorgeous, eh? I grinned and agreed. My voice greased with hidden envy. From behind us, grilled sirloin, pedigreed meat, sublimating on embers, triggered another hunger. Life was not just good, but too good. Aged beef, aged wine after bourbon. We hungered, and all the way back to his engorged glass table, hunger was our guide.